今天的经文是罗马书15章1到13节。我们坚固的人应该担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。我们个人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德性。因为基督也不求自己的喜悦，如经上所记，辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们的主耶稣，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。我说，基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神，如经上所记。因此，我要在外邦中称赞你，歌颂你的名。又说，你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐。又说，外邦啊，你们当赞美主，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。又有以赛亚说，将来有耶西的根，就是那兴起来要治理外邦的，外邦人要仰望他。但愿使人有盼望的神，因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
Good morning all.
各位早。
It is really, really very good to be here.
我很高兴在能够在这里跟大家在一起。
Normally I am in there.
一般来讲我在外面。
And speaking in English.
用英文讲话。
So I pray God give me the gift of tongues today.
我求神给我有那个说话的能力。
This is my gift of tongues.
我们一同服侍。
I believe Jesus Christ is King.
我相信神是王。
He is Lord of heaven and earth.
耶稣基督是大地的主宰。
And we praise his name today.
我们赞美他的名。
Amen.
Amen.
As your senior pastor,
作为这个教会的那个牧师，
you sometimes don't know what to expect.
你不知道从我那边能够期望什么。
So I come with a surprise today.
我今天带给你们一个惊喜。
I want to invite your pastors to come and join me.
我邀请你们的牧师到台上来跟我在一起。
They won't have to preach.
他们不用讲道。
But I do want to pray for them.
但是我为他们祷告。
And I want to pray on your behalf.
我为你们代他祷告。
Because God has called them and set them aside.
因为神呼召他们到这里来服侍。
This is very special.
这个是非常特别的。
And very real.
也是真实的。
And so we thank God for your pastors.
我们为主感谢我们的牧师。
So Pastor Daniel and Pastor Hetty,
张牧师还有小东姊妹。
She's gone upstairs. Somebody go and get her. This is important.
就麻烦你请那个小东过来。
Yeah. And she can return to her duty.
待会儿就可以到青年人那边去。
After the pastor is finished with her.
等我们祷告以后。
How many people know that, God sent Jesus to show us how to live.
在我们中间有多少人能够知道那个神差派耶稣来带领我们的生活。
If you know this is true, put your hand up.
如果你知道这个真实的请你举手。
You too. Okay, hands down.
好，谢谢。
This is the way that we say, Lord, we do believe.
这个是我们用来做那个手势，是认为说我们神，我们相信你。
Hetty, I just want you to come here, because I want to pray for both of you as pastors.
我在这里为两位祷告。
God, we love your family.
神, 我爱你的家, 你爱我们的家庭。
We love that you call us together in Jesus' name.
我知道你, 凭爱来, 呼召我们。
We especially thank you and appreciate that you set people aside.
我特意的, 我们特意的来感谢你, 两位, 呼召来。
You place a call upon each of our lives.
我们感谢你, 你给我们每一个人都有一个呼召。
But some you call to pastoral ministry.
但是有的你就特意的, 安排他们, 在中间来, 照顾我们。
We recognize and affirm the pastoral call that you've placed on Pastor Daniel and Pastor Hetty.
我们感谢你, 你差派, 张牧师还有小东姊妹到了我们中间。
We especially celebrate their love for you.
我们也为着他们给我们的爱感谢你。
And their willingness to serve you in this ministry.
感谢你给他们有个心来服侍我们。
And we, your people, promise to be obedient.
我作为你, 作为神的子民, 我们, 在主面前, 我们愿意顺服。
To be helpful.
来协助人家。
To be giving with our heart.
然后, 用我们的心来, 帮助别人,
to be giving financially.
不但只是在财务,
to support them in loving engagement.
同时我们也在, 也给他们有我们的关心,
that they may know that we appreciate them.
等他们知道我们也, 欣赏他们给我们的服侍。
And that we too stand with them in this call.
我们同时间我们也会在旁边来协助他们。
Believing that God is doing a wonderful work amongst us.
我们确信神在我们身上面都有一个作为。
And agreeing with him.
我们同意, 跟他们在一起。
That we may all serve you well.
我们在一起来, 服侍你们。
Under the leadership that you've called to this church.
在你作为我们教会的领袖。
We thank you with gladful hearts.
我们感谢你, 我们有欢喜的心来感谢你。
And together we pray in Jesus' name.
我们一同在主你, 耶稣奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The whole church
整个教会
is excited
都, 非常的高兴
at what God is doing.
也感谢主给我们的。
I want to encourage you
我鼓励各位,
that together we are believing
一同我们都相信,
for a much bigger space for your congregation.
在有一个给我们的这个教会有更大更多的地方。
We know already that this space is too small.
我们已经感觉到这个地方已经不够了。
And even the air conditioning doesn't work.
就是我们空调也用不上。
So we are believing God to give us something.
我们相信主会给我们供应给我们更多的。
And we do that together.
我们一同的在这里在, 有这个, 盼望。
Keep praying.
继续的为这个事情祷告。
And believing.
And, 同时要相信这个神。
For many souls to be brought together.
也希望能够, 把很多的灵魂带到我们中间。
To worship him faithfully.
一同的来敬拜主。
I believe God has given us a hope for the future.
我相信主给我们这个将来有个盼望。
I believe in my heart that hope comes from God.
从我的心里面我感受到也相信在我们中间有个盼望。
Today we will learn together
今天我们一同的来学习,
that when God created us,
当神创造我们,
He gave us the ability to hope.
他给我们一个能够有盼望的能力。
It doesn't belong to the world or our politicians.
这个不是, 从那个, 政治家或者是这个世界能够给我们的。
Hope belongs to God.
盼望是从神而来。
He has made it possible for us to hope for more of him.
他在我们心里面能够, 有那个能力, 能够有这个盼望。
God understands that we all need hope.
神明白我们每个人都需要有盼望。
That's why, actually, I need to go back there. That's why in Romans chapter 15 that we had read this morning.
所以在罗马书15章今天我们读的经文里面
we see in verse 4,
我们在第四节
it says, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us.
在四节他这样讲从前所写的圣经都是为教导我们写的为我们借着忍耐和应信圣经所生的安慰得着盼望。
So that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope.
所以透过忍耐和从圣经里面得到的安慰我们得到盼望。
Now when we speak of hope, sometimes we have a different idea.
有时候我们谈到那个盼望的时候我们的理解有时候不一样。
So I'm not talking about the kind of hope that I had when my little girl, my eldest girl, was 2 years old.
那我不是那在这里讲的盼望不是我我的女儿当她两岁的时候所想的那个时候那个是希望。
We lived on our house property, which was on the north side of Brisbane.
我们原来的家在那个昆士兰省布里斯本的北面。
Kelsey was 2 and Talia was just 1.
那个时候我两个女儿 Kelsey 和那个 Kelly 他们一个是两岁一个是一岁。
We had about 3 acres of land and Kelsey would love to go for a walk with her dad around the house.
我们的家有那个大概三亩地那个我们两个女儿都很喜欢希望能够跟爸爸一同去在那个外面玩。
I'm very glad that as a 2-year-old,She only wanted to walk around the house.
我感觉很高兴，因为我的两岁大的女儿，当时她就就是想在那个房子附近玩。
Because there was a lot of bush around.
因为家附近有很多那个森林。
Tracy and I would often see snakes.
在Tracy 就是太太跟我就经常会遇到蛇。
And I was scared of snakes.
我自己是很怕蛇的。
So it was really good that there were no snakes that we ever saw immediately around the house.
也很感谢，就是在我们的家房子旁边就没有蛇。
But when we would go further away from the house and do some gardening,
但是离开那个家远一点的地方。
I was always glad that Tracy was with me.
我就很高兴那个我太太 Tracy 永远在我旁边。
My strategy was, by the time I could run inside and put my shoes on,
我的策略就是当我要跑回家穿我的鞋子的时候
Tracy would have taken care of the snake.
那个太太已经把蛇处理掉。
I hoped,
我希望
that there were no snakes.When Kelsey and I would go for our walk.
我希望那个Kelsey 跟我在往外面跑的时候没有蛇。
That's a good hope, but it's not the kind of hope that God is talking about.
这个是一个希望，但是这个不是神要我们知道的那个希望。
His kind of hope.
他讲的是盼望。
Could best be described as an attitude of confidence.
他讲神讲的盼望是可以讲是透过一个信心。
An attitude of expectation.
还有我们的一个期望的一个心态。
And a trust.
还有那个信任。
That is certain and conclusive.
也知道这个盼望是真实的。
In Job chapter 6.
在那个约白书。
Job says, What strength do I have?
约伯这样讲。
That I should still hope.
我有什么气力使我等候等候就是盼望。
What prospects that I should be patient?
我有什么结局使我忍耐?
Do I have the strength of stone?
我的气力岂不是石头的气力吗?
Is my flesh bronze?
我的肉身岂是铜呢?
Do I have any power to help myself?
在我里面岂不是无助吗?
Now that success has been driven from me.
自卫岂不是从我心中被赶走?
I think what Job was saying,
约伯他讲的
That if he had godly hope,
如果他有从神而来的盼望
he would be confident and he would live expecting good things to happen.
他唯有信心也可以盼望到那个事情会真的是发生。
In Proverbs 29,
在那箴言29章
the Bible teaches us where there is no vision, the people perish.
圣经这样讲就是没有异象民就放弃。
It is telling us that without hope,
他就跟我们讲，就是如果没有希望
，People may just huddle up in the corner and die.
人就会钻在一旁，就会死掉。
When there is no vision, no hope.
如果没有意向，没有希望。
There is no life.
没有生命。
Many people get caught.
很多人就碰到一个问题。
Believing that things and other people are important.
他们想就是人和其他的事物很重要。
When God has really made us.
当神创造我们的时候。
To know that hope is really all about Him.
他想我们知道盼望就是从神里面得到的。
If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Hebrews chapter 6?
如果你有圣经，我们翻到希伯来书。
God knows that we need to hear this.
神知道我们一定要听这个话。
From verse 17.
从17节。
Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of His purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised.
照样上帝愿意为那承受应许的人更有力的显明他的旨意不可更改。
He confirmed it with an oath.
他以起誓做保证。
God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie.
借这两件不可更改的事。
We who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged.
在这世上，上帝绝不会说谎。我们这是逃往避难所的人，能得到强有力的鼓励。
We have this hope as an anchor for the soul.
是抓住它摆在我们前头的指望。
We know the function of an anchor.
我们知道一个锚的那个作用。
It holds firm to the ground beneath the boat.
它把船牢牢的坚固在海上面。
Keeping it stable,
等它有安稳。
And not allowing it to wander away.
就不容许这个船去到处漂流。
Hope keeps us firm and well bedded into God.
就是盼望就能够把我们好像锚一样就在跟神牢固在一起。
I want to say to you as your pastor today,
我作为你们的牧师,
that our hope as Christians,
我跟你讲就是我们作为那个基督徒的盼望,
is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ.
是建在耶稣身上面。
In 1 Corinthians 13,
在哥林多前书第十三章,
it tells us that one of the three greatest gifts that God gives to us,
他的提到神给我们的三个的恩赐,
faith,Hope and love.
信望和爱。
God gives us hope.
神给我们盼望。
If we go back to Romans and chapter 15.
如果我们回到那个罗马书十五章。
We gain hope by endurance.
我们是透过忍耐能够得到那个盼望。
Every Christian needs to learn this.
每一个基督徒都要学习这个东西。
Because hope can be like an emotion.
因为有时候我们的盼望或者希望是原来就是一个感受。
It can become great.
也可以很伟大。
Or less.
但是也可以很渺小。
According to our feelings.
就看我们的心里面的感觉。
And we need to know.
我们需要知道。
God wants us to hope in Him.
把我们的盼望建在他的身上面。
Sometimes when we have a hope,
有时候我们有希望。
We wake up in the morning,
我们早上起来。
And life looks different.
但生就我们感觉那个生命好像不一样。
This is not the time to stop hoping.
这个不是那个这个时候不应该要放弃我们的盼望。
Hope comes with endurance.
盼望是来自那个忍耐。
English would say,
从英文这样讲。
And I don't know if there is a translation, but for those of you who have some English,
我不知道这个能够不能够翻译，但是如果你懂英文的话。
To hope well, you have to be a stickler.
stickler.
You have to stick to it for life.
那个如果有盼望，我们需要一个胶铁。
See, there is a translation. It's God's good pleasure.
这个神的期望。
He grows happy in his heart.
我们的心里面能够增加我们的爱。
To give us the desire of our heart.
等我们的心里面有更多的期望。
But it isn't God's practice to always give us what we want.
但是神不会每一次都给我们心里面所想的。
Especially not what we want when we want it.
尤其是为了我们需要一个我们的需要是为我们自己的。
He doesn't give us what we want because we see something and like it.
我们他神不会给我们一个完成一个希望，就是我们看到一个东西，我们就想把它拿过来。
The Bible says He gives us the desires of our heart.
在圣经里面说，神给我们在心里面所想的。
Which can be very different to the desires of our eyes.
但是那个心里面所想的跟我们的眼睁能够看到的不一样。
When we hope with our heart,
当我们透过心里的希望。
We hope for the things that God knows is good for us.
我们希望能够得到神让我们得到的。
So we learn from this Bible verse that we need to wait upon God for hope.
所以从经文里面我们学习到要等待。
We need to learn endurance.
我们要学习到忍耐。
There are reasons for this.
这个是有道理的。
One possible reason would be
其中的一个原因
that we have a greater appreciation for God.
在这等我们从神 得到的我们更加的去珍视。
We learn appreciation because we recognize that when we hope for God and He gives us the desire of our heart, we then are very thankful.
当我们知道如果我们得到从神那边得到的是神我们希望我们所得到的我们会更加去珍视。
One of the first examples is right in the first chapter of the Bible.
其中的一个例子就在圣经的第一章。
And then fulfilled in chapter 2.
然后在第二章里面完成。
God created Adam.
神做了亚当。
He didn't immediately give him Eve.
他没有立刻的给他夏娃。
We're told in the Bible, the Lord God said,
我们在圣经里面这样看到。
It's not good for the man to be alone.
神说人独生不好。
I will make a helper suitable for him.
我要为他做一个配偶帮助他。
This is without explanation. So many things come from God that maybe we fail to understand well.
这个我们可以理解到从神而来的东西我们很多时候不理解。
But God wanted Adam to see.
但是神希望那个亚当看到。
When he opened his eyes, he brought the animals.To him.
当亚当张开眼的时候所有的动物都已经在了。
And he asked Adam to find someone as a companion.
那但是神就帮亚当做了一个配偶。
He in fact asked him to name all of the animals.
但是同时间呢神呢就请那个亚当呢就将那个动物起名。
To name them, Adam would have needed to look at them carefully.
如果要为动物起名的话呢亚当一定要看每一个动物。
And give them a name that would describe them.
然后给那个动物一个名字能够是那个一个适合的形容。
So God showed Adam the rest of his creation.
所以神就透过这个事情呢就向那个亚当显明他的创造。
Before Eve was taken from his very side.
这个是创造夏娃以前的事。
In that way, when Adam first sets eyes on Eve.
所以当这个时候当那个亚当第一次看到那个夏娃的时候。
He declares, this is now bone of my bones.
所以亚当就讲这个是我骨中的骨。
And flesh of my flesh.
肉中的肉。
She shall be called woman.
可以称她为女人。
For she was taken out of man.
因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
God delayed in creating Eve.
神就是延迟创造那个夏娃。
So that Adam would fully understand and appreciate the value of what God had in store for him.
这个过程里面就能够令到那个亚当明白神的创造。
I do not believe that Adam would have been thinking that way.
我相信亚当当时没有这样想。
As he was lonely and hoping for a companion,
当时他这个独居，希望有一个配偶。
He would not have imagined Eve.
他当时肯定不会想象到有那个夏娃。
And yet, in God planning to give Adam the desires of his heart,
但是当神在给那个亚当他心里面所想的事情以前
，Adam had to experience patience.
亚当就要经过那个忍耐。
He had to wait upon the Lord.
他要等待神
until it was the Lord's timing.
等到神给他一个最好的时刻。
And then I believe Adam would have said, "This is perfect."
我相信那个当时亚当就会讲这个是美好的。
In God's good time,
在神的好时间里面
，God did what was best for Adam.
神就给亚当最好的。
So also,
同时
many of the things we desire in this life.
在这个世界里面，我们能期望得到的
，We may not actually be ready for.
我有可能我们还没有，还这个时间还没到。
We have a hope in our heart.
我们在心里面有个希望。
But it's not God's time.
但是不是神的时间
？Because He knows that we aren't actually ready.
神因为神知道我们还时间还没到。
And so that hope in our heart needs to endure until God's timing comes.
所以在我们心里面的希望需要那个忍耐，等到那个神认为是最好的时间。
We learn and appreciate more about God.
这样我们就更加的能够感受主给我们的。
When we study His Word,
尤其是当我们是读那个圣经
，He gives understanding about Himself.Through His Word,
在圣经里面使我们能够更加的明白神。
And so it is so important for us.
所以这个对我们很重要。
That we have encouragement through Scripture.
所以我们从圣经里面得到安慰或是鼓励。
Let me show you in Psalm 119.
在诗篇119章
，verse 43.
43节。
Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws.
求你叫真理的话总不离开我的口，因为我仰望你的典章。
Verse 74.
在74节。
May those who fear you rejoice when they see me.
敬畏你的人看见我就欢喜，因为我仰望你的话。
For I have put my hope in your word.
因为我仰望你的话。
Verse 81.
在八十一章八十一节
，My soul faints with longing for your salvation.
我渴想你的救恩
，But I have put my hope in your word.
身心耗尽我仰望你的话。
You are my refuge and my shield.
你是我藏身之处，是我的盾牌。
I have put my hope in your word.
我仰望你的话。
And in verse 147.
同时在147节。
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I have put my hope where? In your word.
天尚未亮，我呼现求救，我仰望你的话。
Not only, as the psalmist says, can we put hope in God's word,
不单只诗人是这样讲，我们要仰望神的话。
We can obtain hope from His word.
同时间，我们可以从神的话里面得到那希望。
And then in Romans chapter 15,
在罗马书十五章
，and verses 1 and 2,
第一到第二节。
There's a third way we can.Learn hope through endurance. We can receive hope through God's word.
我们从圣经里面我们知道，透过那个忍耐，我们得到盼望。从神的话语里面，我们得到盼望。
And I believe here in the Bible it teaches us.
同时间在圣经里面，他要教导我们
that we actually receive hope.
我们可以得到盼望
through serving one another.
透过服侍别人能够得到一个盼望。
And the biblical word is servanthood.
在圣经里面说就是做仆人。
The disciples learned all they needed to know for life.
所有的使徒从耶稣里面能够得到怎么去度做我们的生命。
by spending time and listening to the words of Jesus.
我们的生命就是他们的生命就是跟耶稣在一起学习耶稣的话。
As they spent time with Jesus,
当他们跟耶稣在一起的时候
they got to observe his character.
他们会观察他的品格。
They saw who he really was.
他们看到真实的耶稣。
And they were alive with hope.
他们就生命里面充满那个盼望。
There was something that the disciples constantly seemed to be thinking about.
这个是当时的使徒们他们一直在想的。
Because they were human, they were people.
因为他们是人。
They weren't perfect.
他们不是完美的。
They weren't like Jesus.
他们不像耶稣。
Often they would argue.
同时他们经常在争论。
About who is the greatest.
争论谁伟大。
Jesus had an answer for them in Luke 22.
耶稣在路加福音里面给了他们一个答案。
Perhaps if I read a whole lot of that, then you can.
Yeah.
The kings of the Gentiles lorded over them, and those who exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors, but you are not like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest.And the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you, says Jesus, as one who serves.
在路加福音22章里面讲，耶稣对他们说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，拿掌权管他们的称为恩主。但你们不可以这样，你们中间最大的倒要成为最小的，为领袖的倒要像服侍人的。
Serving each other, serving one another. Your pastors serving you, exercising leadership amongst you.
我们作为服侍人，就可以从我们的牧师身上面学到，牧师他们服侍我们。
This is the way that we become great in the kingdom.
这个是我们能够成为在神的国里面成为大的一个方法。
The world says we become great when we become rich and influential.
世界跟我们讲，我们如果成为伟大，我们就会有财富，我们会有权利。
God says we are great when we serve one another.
神说我们伟大，因为我们服侍别人。
When we have hearts that long after Him,
当我们的心向神的话
，When our hope is in Him,
当我们的盼望在神里面的话
，Our character is different.
我们的品格是不一样的。
We are much more alive.
我们的生命更活。
Inside and the expression of that is outside.
在我们的心里面，还有在我们的行为的表现里面上面的看到。
Servanthood is God's way of making us great.
当仆人是神给我们的一个方法，能够得到盼望。
That's because God created us to be happiest.
因为神创造我们，希望我们开心。
And most fulfilled.
也满足。
And most at peace.
也是有平和。
When we learn to serve others.
当我们学习服侍别人。
I love the scriptures.
我很喜欢圣经。
I love how they're so clear and helpful to us for our life.
我很高兴圣经能给我们生命有更活。
And I love that hope teaches us.
我也知道盼望能够教导我们。
That we can learn to endure.
我们可以学习忍耐。
We can read God's word.
我们可读神的话语。
Get excited about His plan for our life.
我们对神给我们这生命有一个非常好的兴奋。
And exercise that hope and excitement when we serve one another.
当我们透过服侍别人的时候，我们得到更大的兴奋，更大的喜乐。
I'd like to meet anybody here who's not encouraged by someone who is a servant.
我希望能够碰到一个在我们中间没有透过别人的服侍能够得到喜乐的。
And I'm speaking of a true servant of heart.
我作为一个神的仆人，我是这样讲。
Let me leave you with a final verse.
我就到最后，我给跟大家分享一个经文。
Once again from Romans 15, and we had it read to us this morning.
这个也是从罗马书15章。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him.
愿愿赐盼望的上帝愿你因你们的信把各样的喜乐
so that you may overflow with hope
平安充满你们的心使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望
by the power of God himself
执着那个圣灵的能力
in the person of his Holy Spirit
在透过圣灵
Are you excited?
你们都兴奋吗
God has given you hope
神给你们盼望
Hope for a future,
盼对将来的盼望
to follow His plan,
来跟随神给我们的计划
If you do this,
如果你这样做
you give God the opportunity to give His very best to you.
你就给神一个机会，将最好的给你。
Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你们。
Father, I pray.
神，我在这里祷告。
That you will indeed give hope.
我祷告你给我们有盼望。
Thank you for the promise of hope that comes through your scripture.
我们感谢你给我们有一个从那个圣经里面得到的盼望的应许。
We're excited that you have given us.
我们为了你给我们的兴奋。
A place in your kingdom.
你给我们在你的天国里面有一个位。
Where we can experience you and your hope.
当我们可以跟神在一起有一个盼望。
May you bless us with good deeds this week.
求神给我们有一个恩典能够在这个星期能够做一个好事。
With serving hearts.
我们透过我们服事的心。
And an attitude of love.
同时间透过我们的心里面的爱。
That all may receive.
好等我们都能够得到。
And all may give.
同时间也可以付出。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名字。
Amen.
Amen.